Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, hello, Jen. I just want to say that one of my favorite Britney Spears videos is Break the Ice. I really like the video because it's kind of like this anime story of her breaking the ice. And I love the song as well. And I think it's kind of not so talked about just because it's not her actually in the video and it's kind of like a cartoon anime of her. Either way, I really love it. And thank you for talking about Britney. Bye.
Hello, my people. How are you? I'm in Florida. I'm actually with my real people, you guys. I'm with my friends from high school right now in Florida, and there's nothing like being with your true loves from high school. So I hope wherever you are listening to this week's episode that you are close by to your ride or dies, your true people, because there's nothing like it. So that's what I hope for all of you. Okay, on this episode of We Need to Talk About Britney, I am sitting down with Danielle Panabaker. You know her from The Flash. She plays Caitlin Snow, or sometimes she plays Killer Frost. She's the best. I'm lucky enough to call her a friend, and we sit down to talk about Toxic and Break the Ice. Now, some of you might be wondering, why are you talking about Toxic, one of the most epic music videos of all time, and then Break the Ice, which it's like not so much. Some of you might not even know this music video. Now, the stands out there, you know exactly why I'm talking about these two videos, because Britney brings back her super villain, superhero character that she plays in the Toxic music video in Break the Ice. Except in the Break the Ice music video, Britney is animated. The entire music video is animated. And the reason why is because at this time, that single was off of Blackout. And Britney wasn't really on the scene. You know what I'm saying? This was during the dark period. But great things came out of it. Great music came out of it. It's an amazing album. We all know this. We're going to continue to talk about it on here. But that video was completely animated because she wasn't really doing much. And so word on the street is, though, that Britney came up with the concept for Break the Ice. That she was like, why don't we bring back this character? And if you read like the plot of the music video, it's pretty cool. It's very interesting. And I like that she did that. The fans actually voted for this single to be, for that song to be her single at the time. I think her team wanted fans to stay engaged. So they created this platform where they could vote. And they chose the single, very empowering for the fans. We like that. We want to participate, right? That's all we want to do. We love her. We want to be a part of the whole thing. Guys, while I've been out here, though, I have to share a little side tangent. I was talking to someone who works in Las Vegas, and they had let me know, and she said that this was public knowledge, but I don't know. Are we in denial that we aren't talking about this? That Britney's ticket sales for her new show, Domination, weren't doing that well. And that also, originally, when Britney revamped her show, the first show in Vegas, when she revamped it, it was because J-Lo's show was doing so well, And so they wanted to make it like sexier. I don't know. What do you think about that? It's interesting. Like, I heard that J-Lo's Vegas show is unbelievable, and I'm sad that I didn't get to see it, and I hope she brings it back. As we all know, I said last week, I would love for J-Lo to do the halftime show at the Super Bowl. But here's the thing. You're still, like, J-Lo is great. I love J-Lo. But you're not Britney Spears. I mean, let's talk about the catalog alone. I mean, the songs. I mean, hit after hit after hit. I mean, J-Lo's given us a few, but it's not like Britney. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect. J-Lo, you're a queen. I love you forever. I wish I had your skin. Like, what's your skincare regimen? You know what I'm saying? I need that in my life. So, okay, back to Toxic and Break the Ice. Okay, Toxic, so epic. One of Britney's best, maybe her actual best. Something I couldn't stop talking about with Danielle is that I've been watching all of the Making of the Music Video episodes. And on this one, this is Britney's last making of, okay, that she's done to date. They should bring that show back, even though music videos aren't made anymore. Anyways, so it's her last time doing this. And you can kind of tell that she's hitting the party life pretty hard. If you start to watch it, and the really crazy thing that happens in this making of is that they have Britney sit down and watch all of her previous making ofs. It's like they knew what was going to happen. It's like, let's watch her watch how much she's grown, but also like how she starts to watch it in a way where I'm like, she knows she's spinning out of control. And it's like looking at a yearbook and also being like, fuck, like my life is falling apart. Like you can kind of, you just see something in her eyes. It leaves, you know, it like checks out. Like she's like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be doing so much cocaine. If anyone comes for me, guys, she was partying at this time. I mean, will any of you challenge that? I don't think so. Mama was having a time. And what's crazy is that she shot this video and shortly thereafter, not even a month later, she's in Vegas partying her ass off. And this is when she marries her hometown friend. And then this is when Lance Bass of NSYNC, this is the story he talks about in the premiere episode of season 2 of We Need to Talk About Britney, where he flies to Vegas the day after she gets married. They get it annulled real quick. Larry shows up. The whole thing is crazy. They're in the hotel room. Britney is watching the wedding video, which is wild. How good is her team that video has never seen the light of day? I mean, it's they're amazing. Guys, my coffee has just kicked in. So then Britney gets all emotional. She goes into her bedroom in the hotel room and Lance goes and follows her and they have this beautiful moment of friendship. And this is what I'm talking about. Lance, I'm throwing my computer to the side. I don't even need notes at this point, you guys. They sit down on the bed and they have this beautiful moment of friendship where Lance is listening to Britney and she's really upset and he says, well, I'm gay. And she starts to laugh and for a moment, everything just settles down. And it's because when we are vulnerable and we are honest with our true friends and we share something that we feel like we can't share with anyone, everything is like neutralized. Like you realize like we're all going through it. We all have our stuff and we're just kind of like moving through life as best we can. And that's what friendship is all about. And I feel like, you know, Lance and Britney, they are their version of high school friends. Because they were teenagers when they were on the road and living this life that not many people can relate to. And he was there for her and she was there for him. And that's what it's all about. Now, this music video, Toxic, it was directed by Joseph Kahn. And I think that Joseph Kahn gave Britney her greatest music videos. He gave her Stronger. He gave her Womanizer. He gave her obviously Toxic and Perfume. Now, Perfume was a dud because they didn't let Joseph release the actual music video that he shot. In that music video, it was supposed to be that Britney is like a spy hit woman and she falls in love with her Mark. And then she can't bring herself to kill him. And so she sacrifices herself for her lover, and he goes on to get married and have a child and has a happy life. And we see that we're, you know, Britney is happy that she has sacrificed her life for his. I mean, what a deep music video for the times. I love it. And then her team thought, we can't see Britney die on screen. Guys, listen, as a person who all as who just sits down and all I do is critique, and not even critique, I just like am obsessed with like the why and how and what we're seeing and Britney and blah, 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 blah. I would have been okay with it. It's art. Let her make art. Let her be the artist that she is. And trust that Joseph Kahn, when he gets with Britney, they know what's up. I wish we could see that original music video. Guys, can you let me know? Can you call the hotline and let me know what the deal was with the first music video? Make me like where it wasn't the video, like they shot a different version, but we're never going to see that. Or have any of you seen it? Will you let me know? I want to know the deal with that music video. Ooh, sorry. Got a text message. Oh, it's from Kayla. It's from Kayla Yule, a friend of the podcast. Hi, Kayla. Can't wait to get together and see you. Okay. Without further ado, here is myself and Danielle Panabaker talking about Toxic and Break the Ice. Hello and welcome to We Need to Talk About Britney, the podcast dedicated to people who need to talk about Britney Spears. I'm your host, Jen Zabrowski, and on today's episode, I'm talking about not one but two of Britney's music videos, Toxic and Break the Ice, which both feature the same superheroine character Britney debuted in Toxic. And I'm doing this with an actress who is no stranger to superheroes. You know her from the CW's The Flash, Danielle Panabaker. Welcome to We Need to Talk About Britney.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
This has just been a long time in the making.
I know. I'm so excited. I was really happy to see Britney that when I walked in. I know you talk to her when you do your podcast a lot, so I feel like I was meeting a bit of a celebrity.
And Danielle, you have told me, I mean, not to toot my own horn, but this is like such a nice compliment that when you're on set that sometimes you'll listen to
show. Oh yeah, I listen to it all the time, and I think I texted this to you. It makes me feel like we're still hanging out. Like, you know, it's a conversation with Jen where I'm just eavesdropping the whole time.
All about Britney.
All about your passion for Britney, which I've known about. But like, I've learned so much more about your passion and your extensive knowledge in getting to listen to the podcast.
And I'm learning more and more as I go. I really am. Especially like even as I started to research both of these music videos, I'm learning. And by the end of this time together, we're both going to know so much more about Britney.
I'm so excited.
I like to start with asking my guest, where are you from and who is Britney to you?
So I am not really from anywhere. I moved every 2 years growing up because of my dad's job. He worked in sales, and so we got transferred a lot. And then we moved to Los Angeles when I was probably about 15 years old. So I've been in LA more than half my life now. So LA feels like home, even though I didn't necessarily grow up here.
Yeah, and you've been acting since you were a teenager.
Yeah, right around then. That's why my family moved to Los Angeles, is because my sister and I had been acting more in like local theater and that sort of thing, local commercials. And then we moved to Los Angeles to see if we could do pilot season and take it to the next level.
So who's Britney to you? Like because you were out here in Hollywood when I was being a normal teenager in upstate New York.
I remember I was probably in middle school. Maybe it was my last year of elementary school. But I do remember her first, like, Baby One More Time. Like, I think I learned the dance moves for a minute. My parents are very conservative, though, so I think they were not a super big fan of Britney. But I do remember when she first became, you know, a pop star. And she does have incredible music. Like, you know, I listen to a lot of pop in top 40. Like, if I've got the radio on in the car, for sure, that's what it is. And it's incredible to have had such a career. And she's still, quite frankly, so young.
She's so young. She's amazing.
Yes.
It is like one of those things when you really get down to it and you listen to her, when you think of her catalog as a whole, you're just like, oh my God. Like, it's just hit after hit after hit.
It's crazy.
It really is wild.
It's so impressive. And we were just watching her music video, and like, her dancing's incredible. Like, you can't argue with that.
And no one's like that anymore. I mean, Gaga is an amazing performer. Gaga's not necessarily like a trained dancer, mm-hmm. but I love the way she moves. And yeah. I think that she, same thing with Beyonce.
Yes.
Beyonce is like an incredible yeah. mover, but it's not in the same, it's not in the same way. Like, yeah.
Beyonce
I will defend
loves
it forever.
Her wind machine and like she knows how to work it. Yes. And that's a big part of it. And Beyonce, I love Beyonce. Like I think she's an incredible performer as well, but like there's nothing like Britney.
There's nothing like her. And yet there's just like that thing that's just like not there in the movement anymore. And I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to get down to it.
I believe you can.
And I'm going to be the one that gets it back for us. Okay. We're talking about two music videos today. Mm-hmm. And they both have this same character who is this like spy, superhero, assassin mm-hmm. in like spandex or I don't know what is that.
I mean,
okay, all right, so we're gonna, so Danielle, you're on The Flash.
Yes.
And you are Dr. Caitlin Snow, and yes. sometimes you become Killer Frost.
Yes.
Okay, when you're Killer Frost, what is your wardrobe made out of?
So it's changed over the years. You know, when they do a TV show, they sort of look at like season arcs, and I've wanted Killer Frost to be a part of, you know, my story on the show for a really long time, and I feel like we teased it a lot, and so she's actually had a couple different costumes. In season one, the first time you meet Killer Frost, she's in Earth 2, and that costume is leather. And then in season two, we did a costume that I, or sorry, in season three, we did a costume that I really loved that actually was also largely leather too. But I initially, every time I looked at the comic books, Killer Frost is usually in some version of a skirt, like generally. She's got like a skirt and high boots. And I was like, oh, we should do that. And then it comes to the practicality of shooting a fight sequence in the rain in Vancouver at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, oh, maybe these thigh high boots weren't the best idea. And so then moving
with
in,
a skirt. Yeah.
Yeah. A tiny skirt. So then moving into season five, we... Oh, no, season four, she had leather pants and like a denim jacket. Oh, I didn't love
that, is
that
practical
jacket. And, you know, I'm hopeful that we'll get to.
Oh, Danielle, I'm looking at the photo.
That was the first suit that we did. That was the first iteration. And the bodice that you don't really see is made out of snakeskin. You know, it's cool. I like. You know, moving forward, I like bringing in elements of the comic books. Like, I think it's cool that they exist and that we can draw from them for inspiration. So there's like a snowflake on both my season three and season four outfits because she's made of ice. And in the comic books, she actually makes everything out of ice. So I don't know. I like sort of paying homage to it in that
Ooh.
Way.
Well, I'm sure the fans appreciate that, too, that you so. That you love that. And also, I mean, I'm just like skipping. Okay. When you're Killer Frost, mm-hmm. what kind of stunts are you doing? Are you running? Are you doing lots of running?
Sometimes there's running. Killer Frost's powers are, again, all generally quite icicle, like ice-based.
Ice-based powers. Mm-hmm. I like that.
So she makes things in her hands and shoots icicles. There's a really cool moment like in the back half of season three where she makes this ice bridge and like goes through the city sort of terrorizing Flash and Vibe. A lot of it is ice. So not a lot of it is practical. So I'm just standing there with my hands shooting out and then you just commit and cross your fingers that it looks good on TV.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
It is. It's fun. It's like a true make-believe moment. Like you just make believe that you have icicles shooting out of your hands.
Yeah, there's nothing to really draw on except for your imagination.
Yeah.
That is, oh my gosh, that's so cool. And as I'm looking at you, you're kind of like a Britney.
Oh.
Because... You're so sweet.
Thank you.
I say that with power, not yeah. with taking anything away. But you're so sweet. You're so kind. You have this warmth to you. And you've played other roles like this. Wait, what was the movie that you did with Kevin Costner?
Oh, Mr. Brooks.
Mr. Brooks. And Danielle, you play his teenage daughter.
Yes.
And he is a serial killer.
Yes.
Your dad's a serial killer, but you don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like super sweet, normal teenager. And at the end of the movie, at the very end, I can't believe I'm remembering all this, but it is revealed that you... are psycho and mm-hmm. you're probably going to be a serial killer and it's like nature versus nurture mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, this is totally nature and you're you're bad.
She's bad. She's really bad. And that's the dream sequence of that was so fun to shoot with Kevin. You know, it's a dark sequence. Spoiler if you haven't seen the movie, but I'm like stabbing my father and it's really bloody. And I'm essentially killing him and it's his nightmare. Kevin had this moment, this idea that I take his glasses and put them on. And it was just this cool idea of like premonition and like foreshadowing of, you know, the serial killer she probably actually was.
Oh my gosh. And then now you're on The Flash and you play mm-hmm. Dr. Caitlin Snow and everyone mm-hmm. loves her. And then she becomes Killer Frost and everyone's like terrified of her. And I feel like Brittany as a performer is so sweet, very like Marilyn Monroe, but has like all of these layers. And then you're watching Toxic and you're seeing her like totally.
Is Toxic the first music video where she really came out and was super sexual? I mean, obviously there's layers of it in Baby One More Time. Like you can see that it's there.
No, this was, we've already done Slave.
Oh,
we've yeah. already done. Yeah. Yeah. So she was.
This is old hat. That's what I was thinking because we were watching it is how confident she is. Like she's feeling herself and like really got it going on.
I did watch. I've been watching all of the making the music video that oh. TV show that was on MTV.
Yes.
So Brittany did, I think she did 7 of them. That number could be wrong. Everyone don't come for me. But I think, so she did all of these episodes. For most of her music videos, she would do a making of a TV program. Like
that's cool.
For it. And on this one for Toxic, they filmed her watching all of her episodes of making the music video.
On this episode of Making the Video with Britney Spears.
Hi.
Britney gets intimate.
I have nothing on underneath. I just have a bunch of diamonds glued all over my body. It's a really intimate, sexy moment.
So this was shot December 3rd. On New Year's Eve, she goes to Vegas. Let's loose. She parties hardy. Okay, so this is like the end of the month. Britney's going to go hard mm-hmm. in Vegas. She's staying at the Palms. She's in the penthouse. Okay.
Of course.
She flies out her friend from Kentwood, Louisiana, oh. Jason Alexander. They go on a bender.
And decide.
To get married.
Why not?
So all of this is happening. This is going to happen in like less than a month. So you're watching the making of this music video.
Which is her watching old, watching herself. What is she like when she's watching herself? Can you tell if she likes what she sees?
I'm like 4 years old.
The difference in crazy and now, God, it's like completely different. You know, I was 16 when I was, you know, doing that. And so I've grown a lot and big difference.
We should watch the next one. Can we watch the next one?
What is she getting embarrassed about?
I think because sometimes she's like, so we're going to like go and do this moment. Or she's like, okay, guys.
Oh,
like
when she's talking to the camera.
Yeah, and she's sweeter. And now she's like, it's really cool to see how much I've grown. Mm. But then you're like, grown? Because like when you're watching, because I've been watching all of them recently, like all together, the first ones are so sweet. And like yep. the one, like Lucky, when she's doing uh-huh. that one, she, oh my gosh, they had to cut the whole video one day of shooting. They had to remove one whole day of shooting and cram it all in 2 days. Because she had to go see her little sister Jamie Lynn's dance recital.
That's sweet.
So now we're cutting to yeah. right before a very dark time. We're at the finish line of what we can get out of Britney. So it's kind of like when you're watching Toxic, you're like, this was maybe the last bit we could have gotten out of yeah. Britney. It's like captured in That's Toxic. Crazy. So to me, I'm kind of like, is this the best music video Britney ever made? I don't know. It was directed by Joseph Kahn. And he.
Oh, yeah. Now he does all of Taylor Swift's videos, right?
Yes. And he does everybody's videos. Really? I mean, he's just like, yeah, he's still doing it. And he did so many of Britney's other music videos. And
you can tell he's got a big vision, you know, in terms of music videos. Like there's a lot of scope to even still to his music videos.
Britney is on a revenge. This is bad Britney. This is not a fierce Britney. This is not a grown-up Britney. This is an angry Britney. This is what the video is about.
This villain girl, she'll do anything to get what she wants. She goes through characters. She has all these different personalities, and she, you know, she goes through all these different obstacles.
I think you're gonna see a lot of versatility from her on this one. It's very sexy. It's got a lot of retro futurism to it. It's got a lot of style and action. It's a big video.
So she was doing a video for Perfume, and Joseph Kahn and Britney came up with this whole concept. And then they shot it. And what was going to happen was that Britney was going to come back as a, she was a spy character. And she was told to kill her boyfriend. She had to kill, she had to kill her boyfriend. And she had like fallen in love with her mark.
Mm-hmm.
And so the plot was going to be that they, she goes to kill him. And instead she's like, I can't do it.
And they run away together?
And no, and then she sacrifices herself and she is murdered. And then it's going to show the boyfriend go off and fall in love and he gets married and has this whole life. And it's like she sacrificed
herself.
Yes, so for him to go on. And her team said no. It was too dark and they didn't want to see Britney die. But then they had already shot the music video, so then they just recut it, and Joseph Kahn had no control over it, and he was, like, very upset about it, rightfully so. I mean, it's like, kind of make that decision before you shoot it.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Like, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I haven't done a movie in a little while, but with a movie, you know the beginning, the middle, and the end. And, like, with a music video, you know what story you're telling. And then all of a sudden, if you don't know, like, if the ending is not the ending anymore, it's like, well, maybe I wouldn't have made all of those choices leading up into it. Do you know what
I mean? Yes. And he said that most of the plot, it's just gone. It's just like, it's not his music video. He just really is so upset about it. When you're playing a superhero, and also like the long hours, Danielle, and especially, I guess, when you are Killer Frost, do you have to condition your body in a certain way? Or like, do you get body work done? Or
I don't get body work done. I think I've learned how important self-care is just in general, and I do really prioritize getting my sleep, which is hard. You know, I'm the master at like the eye mask and the earplugs and the sound machine and, you know, getting the sleep in wherever I can, and trying to be really diligent about getting 8 hours, which is not always possible. And I do feel like working out makes me feel better. Like, it's more on me just as a person knowing what takes care of me. But, you know, it's funny. Every article you read says the healthiest thing you can do for yourself is keep yourself on a schedule. And it just makes me laugh because, you know, on Monday we'll start at 6 a.m. and by Friday we're starting at 6 p.m. So there's no schedule to my life. So that is certainly a challenge for sure.
You know what I really admire about you, and I've said this to you before, but I'm just going to make it publicly known, is that you shoot in Vancouver, you mm-hmm. live here in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. you come here a lot on the weekends, you travel back and forth, and you always show up for your friends. Mm. You'll like fly in, you'll only have a day, and you show up to whatever you're showing up to, and you never complain. You're never the person that walks in where you're like, I'm so tired, or like, okay, yeah, like, I took a nap, but I'm here. Like, it's all good. Like, there's just none of that. You just show up, and you're so game, and you do it with, like, such a positive
way. Thank you, because I love it, and it fills me up, too. You know, these are my moments that I hold on to, you know, when I'm away and, like, lonely and missing my friends. And it's just, I love it. Like, I love coming home and seeing everyone. I missed Friendsgiving this year, which I was really sad about. But, like, that stuff, you know, it fills me up.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, I get that. But you're so great at it, and you're like grounded. I just like, I feel like maybe Britney could use like a pep talk from you, especially at this time. Oh, but back to that making of the video when she's watching herself.
I know. I'm going to watch it when I get home, but I'm imagining it in my head, and it's like, I don't know. I mean, personally, I hate watching myself to begin with. Like, I watched the show just to learn and know about the show that we're making, but I hate watching myself, and it's also really hard. Like, I have no desire to look back at who I was 5-10 years ago, and you know, it's just embarrassing. You're like, oh my gosh, why did I say that? Reading an interview, you're like, why did I say that? So I can empathize. Like, she's watching this old stuff, and she's like, oh, that's who I was then, and I don't know if I like that person, and am I still that person now, and who do I want to be? I'm curious.
I think she's like watching it, and there's also a part of her that's like, I'm going downhill. Like, that person is already dead.
Well, and
like,
also perhaps feeling very out of control.
Yes. There's something wild going on. When you watch this making the music video, there's something where you're watching it, and you're like, oh, Britney's been partying. Mm-hmm. Like, you can just see it. So she shows up for a dance rehearsal for the part where she's the flight attendant.
Uh-huh.
And she just looks rough. Like, it's clear that she's already smoked some cigarettes. Like, mm-hmm. she's had a Red Bull. She's coming back from, like, a hard night. Mm-hmm. She's, like, you're just, like, damn, how are you keeping up with all? And then she just starts dancing.
She's 21 or yeah, something.
Yeah, so young, so young. And when this music video, well, a couple of things that I think just, like, so cool. Britney went to Joseph Kahn with most of the concept, and then he kind of like helped her like flesh it out. Mm-hmm. But she had the idea of that being completely nude and just being covered in diamonds, because he always said that you need like one moment that just like gets burned in your brain. And they that both agreed sense. Like that would be it. And at I first mean, she was like, he didn't really get it. There's like some quote where it's like, he didn't really get it. But then we started talking about it and he was like, okay, but this is also what's crazy. So, you know, I have some issues with Justin Timberlake.
I do.
And I feel like I just feel like he's exercised some toxic masculinity. I don't think he's a bad guy, but I think that there could be so much growth if even the good guys kind of like reviewed their
participation
in the patriarchy. Yeah. I feel like, yeah. I mean, even as a woman, I feel like, I mean, I'm guilty of it too. I feel like everyone could be way more growth instead of just like, you're bad, you're good. You're bad, right. You're good. There's you have to leave, you get to stay.
And like looking at yourself, I think self-reflection is so important.
Because in that, so when this toxic moment was happening, she shoots the video and then the video is about to come out. And during this time, the Super Bowl happens. Uh-huh. And this was the year of Nipplegate with Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake.
Where do you fall on that? Do you think it was intentional or do you think it was an accident?
I think it was intentional. I think that there was the adrenaline was rushing. So the way he ripped it off, I don't think anyone was intending the bounce of her breast.
Yeah.
I think that was not planned, but sure. I think when the adrenaline was going,
yeah, you've got one shot.
Yeah, you kind of need to plan for whatever we do in rehearsals. It's gonna be like twice as fast. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think that they were anticipating that. And I think so when she does go to cover herself, yeah. I think there's something where something was a little off.
Too much, yeah.
But they knew that it was going to come off. And the whole story is that they both had to go in to see, Justin and Janet had to go in and basically beg for forgiveness from Les Moonves. Mm, cut to serious. Now, Les Moonves, we know what he was up to. And now he's been asked to leave the planet. I mean, where do they all go to an island?
I don't know.
I feel like this is going to be a new reality show. Put everyone who's been Me Too'd on an island and then they're going to vote. And then only one will get to return to wherever. I mean, yeah. Honestly, where do they all go?
I don't know. I feel like I would have to leave LA at the very least. You know what I mean? Like move to Alaska and like not be inundated with this industry and
start yeah. anew. But so they all have to the two of them have to go in with their teams or whatever and basically apologize. Just like beg for forgiveness, kiss the ring, do the whole thing. And apparently Justin went in just so sorry, and apparently Janet went in and apologized but was also like holding her own. And but then Les Moonves, the whole thing caused her an album that she was putting out to tank. Like, I mean, it was millions wow. and millions of dollars on the line, and her career took such a blow and took yeah. such a hit. And she publicly has come out and said that she went on Oprah and she was like, this is the last time I'm ever going to talk about it. And Janet mm-hmm. Jackson said that she was really disappointed in Justin. Mm-hmm. And she said, we were friends, past tense.
Do you think in any way that Justin Timberlake left you hanging out there? I am speaking to Miss Jackson. Do you?
Well, all the emphasis was put on me, mm-hmm. not on Justin. And Justin, we were friends. Mm-hmm. And not that we aren't now. We haven't spoken, but I consider him a friend. And I'm very loyal, and friendship is very important to me.
Well, Justin Timberlake recently talked about the incident. Did you know that?
I heard.
Okay, on MTV, and this is some of what he said. He said, if you consider it 50-50, meaning I think that both of you were up there on the stage doing this, then I probably got 10% of the blame. I think America is harsher on women, he said, And I think America is unfairly harsh on ethnic people. So that's what he said. Do you think people were too hard on you?
I think they were. I think they did put all the emphasis mm-hmm. on me, and as opposed to us. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, just to let people know that Justin has reached out to we haven't spoken, but mm-hmm. has reached out to speak with me. And like I said, friendship is very important to me, mm-hmm. and certain things you just don't do to friends. Yeah. And in my own time, I'll give him a call.
So when you say certain things you just don't do to friends, do you think him ripping the whole thing off? Is that what you're talking about?
No. When you had said, certain things were said supposedly, or that he had said, uh-huh. During that whole fiasco, uh-huh. I had heard. Mm-hmm. And kind of leaving you out there hanging.
So you do feel that he left you hanging?
To a certain degree.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Yes. So, because of this whole thing, Toxic comes out, and because of the diamond iconic look
yeah.
that would be burned in all of our brains that Brittany and Joseph Kahn came up with, MTV says, you know what? We're going to move this. It won't be played unless it's after the 10 p.m. hour. Late night. So even then, Justin was fucking with Brittany. Even then,
that is
it's like
crazy.
A direct
correlation.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't even believe it. But the main thing about this, when you're so yeah, Brittany definitely had some hard nights, and you can see it if you watch that making of. And then she was going to be a part of the editing process of the music video.
Mm-hmm.
But then she went to Vegas and went on a bender and got married. And she ended up
couldn't be present
and was like, and so Joseph Kahn and
did it himself.
Yes.
Sure.
And what's also just so crazy. And so we talked to Lance Bass.
Oh.
So yes, he's on the podcast this season. And so he tells this story. He went out to Vegas right after she got married.
To see her?
He was, I don't know if it was like to see her.
But they just happened to be there at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, and so they go and they have, and they're hanging
they
out.
They see each other.
They see each other during, like, hours after while this is happening. Brittany's manager gets a call that Brittany has been married. And Larry just gets there ASAP and literally goes to one of the Maloof brothers, knocks on his door and is like, get me the best lawyer. We're getting this annulled.
Yeah.
This is ending. Like, basically, they all become fixers.
Mm.
And Lance told us from his perspective that they're there in Vegas. And they're like, let's watch the wedding video. Because there's this video that it's never been leaked, which I think is unbelievable.
Yes.
That this wedding video has never, ever, ever been leaked.
And but then the people at the
clearly she does have the best lawyers because people are really scared of them.
they must be
really scared.
And so Lance was telling us the story from his perspective, and he was like, "They're like, let's watch the wedding video," mm-hmm. and they watch it, and all of a sudden it goes from, and this was not specific, so I don't want to. I'm projecting, but it's either the energy shifts, like it went from either laughter or love and fun or something, but it went from light to dark, and then suddenly now Brittany is very upset and crying, and she goes into her room in Vegas where she is staying, and Lance goes in to comfort her, and he just wanted her to stop crying, and Lance says, "Well, if it makes you feel any better, like, I'm gay," and it was the first time he had ever told her that. Aww. And he did it just to like change the energy, and change the energy and be like, we're all going through stuff.
We all have struggles.
It's gonna be okay.
Yes.
And so that's just like, I think forever gonna be one of my favorite stories. And to know that Brittany has friendships where it's
where people can be vulnerable and say the hard stuff and say, "Hey, I'm struggling too." Like, you know, everyone has their struggles.
Everyone does.
Even though, you know, I think to a certain extent, at least for me, it's like you're always a good girl. Like, you know, you always put on a good face and, you know, you don't share the bad stuff. And I like to believe that there's room for, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Like, there's got to be space for all of that in your real relationships.
Yes, in your real relationships. That's the key.
Mm-hmm. Is knowing who you can be vulnerable with and they'll be vulnerable with you. And, you know, you can hold on to each other. And
I mean, Danielle, you've been working in this industry for so long, and you're such an independent person, and you have been so, like, you have such wonderful relationships in your life. I mean, where does that come from? I mean, it's so from you. Like, do you ever remember having a moment where you're like, this is, I have a choice. Like, I can either, I mean, cause you, I mean, you could have ended up being a party girl, or maybe that's just not in you. I don't know. Am I projecting onto you?
I could have. I mean, I wasn't. I'm trying to think of who. Like, I think I'm about the same age as Lindsay Lohan, and I remember that she was going out to clubs like that, and I wasn't that famous. Like, I wasn't next level famous. Like, for sure, by the time I was 21, if I was leaving a club, there was a decent chance paparazzi would take a photo of me. But fortunately, I was generally working a lot. And so, you know, I feel like very focused and very driven, and it's like, well, I have an audition tomorrow, or I have one on Monday, and I want to be off book, and I want to be prepared, and I want to look my best, and all of those things. So I think that's more been my focus, you know, as opposed to being out all the time. I, you know, again, I need my 8 hours of sleep. So club life is not really conducive to that. If you've got to get up in the morning, go to the gym.
I was going to ask if you've ever crossed paths with Brittany, but she's a bit older than you. And so when you would be 21 and maybe going out, she was having a rough time, right? That yes. I feel like that.
Yeah.
That matches
I don't
up.
Think I ever crossed paths. I think I would remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. When people have been here, they're like, I have a Brittany story. And then moving on to, and we can go back and forth, but then Break the Ice, the character comes back.
Yeah.
And now we're in the weeds with Brittany at this point.
So it's starting right around the time this character is initially created.
Yes.
And then how long until she comes back again?
And so then this video comes out in 2008. So that's 4 years later.
4 years. That's a long time.
And here's what happens in the 4 years. We'll just do a brief recap. So she gets married to Jason Alexander. They get annulled. Then she, very shortly after that, meets Kevin Federline.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's like 6 months after this annulled marriage, she's engaged to Kevin Federline. She proposed to him on an airplane. And they get married and have two kids.
Really quickly, she has two kids.
Yes. And so I believe, too, that a big part of the big breakdown was also hormonal. I think that there was a lot of postpartum. I mean, obviously this is just a guess, but that's kind of like, I feel like there's a very good chance that was happening.
Absolutely. You know, and having having a child, having two children who are so young, I mean, babies need a lot. Like, they, you know, I feel like even, I don't have kids, obviously, but even when you think you're prepared, I think there are still surprises that come with having, you know, having an infant to care for. And it's just, I imagine it was a lot for her.
It must have been like, people were chasing her all the time. And then she got involved with those bad guys. Like, there was a paparazzo who then became her manager and was dating or something. Like, there was just, like, there were a couple real bad guys.
Yeah.
What's interesting is that I need to know the difference, and I don't know this. Don't come for me. I don't know the difference between Sam Lufty and, was there a guy named Adnan?
I don't
maybe
know.
But there were like these two bad guys that were in her life. And so then Blackout comes out.
Right.
And that album is actually a phenomenal album.
What songs are on it?
So Radar is on that album.
Oh, yeah.
Piece of Me is on that album. Yeah. Gimme More is on that album. And this song, Break the Ice. But she wasn't, she was like, and what's really interesting is that in researching this music video, in the recording of this song, she was recording it while she was pregnant with her second child.
Oh.
And then it was only like 2 or 3 weeks after she gave birth that they set up a studio in her house and she finished the recording.
Jimmy.
And they said she gave it 150%, that they've never seen anything like it. And it was like, oh, this is Britney Spears. And they did not have to say that, these producers that worked on this with her. So I thought that was amazing.
This just came up for me, but I have very mixed feelings about people. And obviously she could have said no, but like people setting up a workspace in her home 3 weeks after she gave birth, like that doesn't feel good to me.
I know. It's like, why doesn't where are her people's like compass for this,
like,
person?
This is a human being who just gave birth. Like, maybe we want to give her a little bit more time than 3 weeks.
So
she records the song very shortly after giving birth.
And then they start, then everything really starts to just work on a downward spiral. And Kevin Federline, even he puts out his own music. He's like, you know, the studio's downstairs. Let me make some Papi Chulo, or what's the name of his song?
Man.
I don't know. It's rough stuff, though. So he puts out his single. Anyways, they finally say they're getting a divorce. And then it's like maybe Britney will have a comeback. And then Britney starts partying with Paris Hilton and the whole no wearing underwear. And Lance said at that time that she was, and I thought this was like really, I was like, oh, wow, I never thought of it this way. But that Britney just really wanted to be liked. And that's why she got involved with the wrong people.
I believe that.
I was like, wow, even Britney Spears.
I mean, yeah, everybody has their insecurities. And it's, you know, I don't know. I feel like she's just, I feel like you can tell how hard she's working. Like, she's an unbelievable dancer and she's trying. You know what I mean? Someone with that sort of talent, like, you don't always have to give it 100%. And that was, again, what I said when I watched the first video, was like, look at her. She is like going for it. She has got it. And, you know.
Unreal.
And I think, you know, it's like, do you like me? Am I enough?
Oh, Britney, you are.
Yes.
Britney's enough. You're enough. You know, like in Good Will Hunting, when it's like, it's not your fault.
Yeah.
It's not your fault.
How many times does he say
it? It's not your fault.
Yeah.
You're enough, Brittany.
Yeah.
You're enough.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't push. I would just say it twice. I would just say it twice.
And then like see if it lands.
I wouldn't pull a Matt Lauer.
Like,
yeah.
Reminder again later.
And it would be more like positive, like, hey, girl, you're enough. Like,
yes.
I'm just texting you to let you know you're enough today.
Yes.
I would do it more like that. But then she shaves her head and does.
Right.
The MTV Video Music Awards, does Gimme More.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly something was happening there.
Yeah.
And then the album comes out and she, like, she can't
promote it.
She can't promote it. Not going to happen. So what her team did, originally, I guess, Fabolous, which I really enjoy him. He did a verse on Break the Ice, and they were going to do a music video together, and Britney was going to do a dance with a chair. That's all I found on the internet.
Great.
And then it was like, you know what?
I bet it would have been great.
I bet it would have been you know, they could editing. Mm-hmm. Editing is magic.
It
know?
Is. Oh, yes.
And so, but they were like, we're not going to do this. So then.
So finally someone was like, all right, enough is enough.
What are we going to do? Yeah, then they, yeah, you know, even after the shaving of the head, they're like, you know what? Put a wig on. Let's go to the MTV Video Music Awards. You love it. They love you there. Mm-hmm. Even then, that was like, let's go. Put a wig on. Here we go.
Weekend at Bernie's. Some sunglasses. It's all good.
So true. I mean, honestly, sometimes I'm like, would her team, if she died, would they pull a Bernie with her? It's just crazy. I feel like maybe they learned their lesson, but in 2007, 2008, I don't know. So,
I mean, clearly they have, because as we were talking about when I walked in, her dad is not well right now.
You're
and
right.
She has made the choice. You know, maybe it's different people. Maybe she feels more empowered herself, but she says, no, this is my priority right now.
God, doesn't that just make you so happy?
That there is growth.
Yeah. She has boundaries.
Yeah.
What a big boundary.
Yeah.
Because that messed with a lot of people's money.
Mm-hmm.
And
people
so
don't like that.
People don't like that. Go, Britney.
Yeah, good for her.
Guys, I love this. I love that Britney postponed her Vegas show. It's great. It's great. That's how I feel about that.
Good.
And then thank you, Danielle, for supporting my mm-hmm. feelings of it being yes. great. So they decide, but then Britney comes, it says that Britney's the one that comes up with the concept to bring back the character from Toxic for this animated music video.
But have you ever been sick and then you're sick for a couple of days and then you're like, I'm fine. And then you get out there for like a day or two and you're like, just kidding, I wasn't fine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what happened. She was like, well, I had a moment, I'm going to be okay. And she got to the recording studio or whoever and was like, this is the idea. And then woke up the next day and she's like, nope, can't do it.
Yeah. But and do you think that she was capable of being like, oh, it should be animated and it'll be a return of this character? Do you think that's true?
I think so. I mean, in the few creative meetings I've been a part of, like, I feel like you sort of throw out a lot of ideas mm-hmm. and, you know, see what sticks.
Yeah. Okay. So Bernie comes up with this idea. They make this
also,
animated.
How old are her kids at this point? Like, maybe she's watching a lot of cartoons at home.
Oh, Danielle, I feel like we got to something. I feel like we really got to something. Oh my God. Yes. Okay. Yeah. And she has little boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, for sure. And then, so they make this video and
bring back her superhero.
And all bring back the superhero. And also what's interesting is that they put it up on her website where, because everything was so chaotic at this time, where they let the fans decide which song off the album would be her third single.
Oh, interesting.
And the fans voted for Break the Ice for this song, which what's also really interesting is that we talked to Derek Barry
mm-hmm.
last season, and he was saying that the reason why he has been so successful as being the number one Britney drag queen is because, or Britney impersonator, is because it was during Blackout where they didn't have anything.
Oh, yeah. There was no Britney.
There was no Britney. And so her team posted a video of Derek Barry doing Britney
mm-hmm.
on Halloween. And it launched his whole career because they just needed anyone to be Britney.
Yeah.
And so I think that they were doing things like this where they're like, hey, fans,
yes.
you can vote. What will, you know, to keep
them
engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they decide that they're going to throw a Britney ball. And it was very cutting edge for the time. And in reading about it, I was cracking up because it's like now everything's on your phone and voting and texting a vote and doing, and everyone's all up in each other's biz all mm-hmm. the time. But this was, they're like, okay, we'll throw a Britney ball, but it's a ball that you attend from wherever you are.
Okay.
And you'll watch the launch of the music video
uh-huh.
on your phone or on your computer. And then there will be a live chat room and you can put your thoughts of like what you think about the music video as it's happening. Now, this is crazy to me that this happened over 10 years ago because my husband now does a lot of stuff on Twitch and mm-hmm. he does like, He does a late night talk show on Twitch. He has his own Twitch channel. The late night talk show is called Mitch Live. It's great. And but while the talk show is happening, it's streaming, and people, there's a chat room while the show is happening. So people are interacting with the show wherever they are. And so that's just like happening now all the time.
Yeah.
Or if you do an Instagram Live. Do you ever do those, Danielle?
I did one. I've not really done them a lot. I feel a little silly. Like, I do struggle with social media sometimes because I feel a little silly. Like, I don't know that I have that much to say. Is this really that interesting? I feel a little silly on it sometimes. I did one, you know, when the show's coming back after being on hiatus or things like that. I've done them before. And I like answering questions because, you know, what else am I going to say? You know, I love seeing the questions. Like, what do you want to know? Like, what can I answer for you?
I really like, your quotes that you post.
Thank you.
The quote of the day. Yeah. I read them all.
I really like them. I'm trying to create them myself more, which requires more work and time, which I don't always have. You know, I was using an app and now I'm trying to, you know, do it myself. It's something that, I don't know. Sometimes the quotes resonate with me. Sometimes they don't, but sometimes they resonate with other people. I'm a big fan of, you know, positivity. Like, obviously there are tough times and hard times, but you know, for me, it works. I'm glad you like them too.
Yeah, I really like them. Danielle, one thing this is just like, there's not even anything to talk about with this, but that something that you and Brittany have in common is that you dated the same man.
I know, is an ex-boyfriend. It's really bizarre. And like, that's a weird thing that you don't necessarily consider about your life. It's I think I was in Vancouver, I was working on The Flash, and all of a sudden I got a bunch of text messages being like, I think Charlie's dating Brittany. And I was like, I have no idea, I don't talk to him anymore. But you know that your life is, you know, people comment on your exes when you didn't necessarily want to talk about that day.
You're like, yeah, I don't know that person anymore that way. This is weird, but I guess Britney Spears, it would just be so funny if someone called me and was like, if any of my exes were dating Britney Spears, I would be like, I would contact them.
Yes. Can I please be a third wheel? I'll only ask a few questions.
I thought you were great. I always loved when we were together. I really, you know what? I think we should reconnect as friends. And also, I think you should bring your new girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's just so funny.
It's so funny.
I wish I don't have any weird ones like that.
Oh. I mean, but it does connect me a tiny bit to Britney Spears.
Oh, 100% it does. I mean, gosh, it really does. I feel like, yeah, that makes me feel like, you know, like we're in high school and it's like, yeah, it's just, it's like enough for me. Like, good. I love that. Last thing I really would love to talk to you about, Danielle, is that you go to a lot of these conventions where you meet a lot of fans.
Yes.
Of The Flash, and I feel like it's the closest thing to mega fandom. Like, I talk about this a lot. I mourn the loss of monoculture, I feel like there's just so much in the world now.
Yes.
Where I miss what I loved about Britney, I still do, is that everyone knows who she is, and especially when I was a teenager going to NSYNC concerts and going to a Britney show, was that everyone is like all this energy going towards one person and we're all there for that thing. And everyone would have an opinion about them. Like, it doesn't have to be the same opinion, but now people are like, who's that? I don't know that. Not about my age and becoming an older woman. It's and that I'm not a teenager or in my 20s anymore. It's culture.
Yeah.
And I feel like you are a part of the last piece of monoculture being a part of the superhero world. What are the fans like?
Really kind, really lovely. When you talk about the conventions in sort of an abstract way, it's a little bit hard to wrap your head around. And then you go to the first one and it's really an unbelievable community. Like, the people, they connect over social media and like look forward to going together to these conventions, and they bond over something that they love. And again, it's the same thing. They might not have the same opinion about it, but it is something that they feel very passionately about. And the fans, I'm constantly blown away. You know, they travel, it's incredible.
Wow. And it's just like, it's just so many people.
It is so many people. I mean,
is Comic-Con just wild?
Comic-Con, so San Diego Comic-Con is different for us because that actually, in my opinion, we don't get to spend a lot of time with fans. Like, mm-hmm. for me, Comic-Con is, it's just 2 days of a, 2 to 3 days of a press junket. You know, we do one signing that's like 30 minutes and people are rushed right through. And when I get to do the conventions, it's an opportunity to sit and talk to people and to really connect with fans, and they can tell me, you know, their theories, and they ask me questions, and you know, we can talk about things, and that is like, I value that. Mm-hmm. You know, I like being able to connect with people in that way. And you know, I'm sure if we weren't in production when Comic-Con San Diego happened, we probably would have more of an opportunity to interact with fans, but at that point, you know, our time is so limited. So you know, San Diego is different. Also, we're like, again, one of hundreds of fancy people, if not thousands of fancy people at Comic-Con.
I saw you once. I went once, and
I think I saw Van the first year we were there. I think I waved to Van and his dad.
And he sent me a picture, and it's just like, because there's, you were in the main hall or convention center, and it's like from all the way back, and he's like, there's Danielle.
It's crazy because, again, it's like very limited. It's only 50 people get to meet us, and it's not even really meeting us. Like, sometimes there's not even enough time to shake their hands, so it's hard. Mm-hmm. That part makes me sad because I know there's other people who waited and who are just as passionate who we just don't have time for.
Oh my gosh, Danielle, this is so cool. You're like a superhero, and you go to conventions and meet fans, and just you're with people. You get to be with people all the time. This sounds like my dream.
Does it? Are you a big people person?
I love people. I mean, it's like it really. I mean, gosh, look, I'm like, I think of Brittany as a dear friend. We've never met. I could like talk about people all the time. I love watching reality TV shows, and I watch, and I don't just like watch for entertainment. I'm like, this is what's going on with them. Okay, what they need to go see a therapist. Oh, this is like their issue. Like, sometimes I'm like, am I an empath? And it's like, no, I'm just like a person with a lot of opinions. Yes, for sure. I have no business giving anyone. I don't know what's going on with them, but I love
it. Consume it. I know.
Reality TV is like the healthy place for me to put my dysfunction.
I like that.
And my dad habit.
My husband says to me sometimes, he's like, you hate conflict. I don't understand why you like watching these reality shows, because there's just conflict all the time. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'm living vicariously, so I don't have to have it in my life. Or maybe it makes me feel less badly about what conflicts I do perceive that I have. I don't know. But I'm with you. I do, you know, I like put the Real Housewives on when I'm at the gym. I'm like, all right, if you're going to watch them, mm-hmm. you're going to be productive with your time.
Oh.
You're going to be on the treadmill or the elliptical.
Oh, I love that. I usually smoke weed and watch them. And it's true that
oh, but you know what? And I don't know when this will air. We do love The Bachelor. Are you a Bachelor person?
I'm a housewife person, not a Bachelor person.
I'm a little bit of both. I feel like Bachelor, though, it can be like sports for couples, because you know, we're on a, this is silly, we're on a group text with a bunch of our friends, and it's like, you know, who are you rooting for? Why? And Bachelor, I like, from a sort of psychological standpoint, fascinates me, because I'm like, why do people choose the people they choose? Mm. Like, what is it? Like, you say you're looking for one thing, and how does this person embody that? And like, why is this your person? Like, why person A over person B?
Wow. Okay. I might be able to get into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. That's a good selling point.
Ooh. I mean, not that you need more reality TV to add
why
to your
not?
Account.
What am I doing other than talking about Britney Spears? I mean, seriously. Danielle, thank you so much for coming.
It's my pleasure.
Was just like, you got to see cardboard cutout Britney.
I will picture you from now on talking to Britney.
Be right there. We'll take a picture.
Okay, great.
Okay, amazing. Danielle Panabaker, thank you so much for doing this. You can see Danielle on The Flash. What night of the week are you guys on?
We are on Tuesdays. Tuesdays at 8.
Tuesday at 8. Mm-hmm. Tuesdays at 8. Almost mm-hmm. couldn't get that out. You can watch Danielle on The Flash as Caitlin Snow or Killer Frost. Mm-hmm. You can see her in the leather pants.
Yes. Yes.
Check her out. All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Campfire.
Planning for your next trip? elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.